The Los Hermanos Podcast is brought to you by Cafe Rica and Los Hermanos Entertainment.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Morning Cup. Today we have a new coffee to try. This one actually came from Tristan's trade subscription. Yep. We've talked a lot about trade. We're not sponsored yet, but maybe one day.
Who knows?
That would be cool. Maybe
it'd,
one day.
It'd be interesting. But yeah, so today, so Josh is going to go ahead and get the brewing process started.
Yes, sir.
And I will give you guys a little bit about this coffee. So today we are trying a coffee from Temple Coffee Roasters out of Sacramento, California. Josh, that is the capital of California, like you said before.
I did know that, surprisingly.
He did know that. It is a Honduran coffee. It is a single origin, so it's not a blend. And it is produced by Delmi Regaldo. It's an Octopeque varietal. And a little bit of information about Temple Coffee Roasters is that it was founded 15 years ago in 2005 after Sean, I'm going to mess this up, but Combmeister returned home from an Indonesian trip. And he wanted to create a community gathering place, much like the temples he had visited in his travels to Indonesia.
I've never been there.
Sounds cool, though. I have not ever been there either. It does sound cool. Maybe one day we can go do a morning cup there in Indonesia, you know? Who knows? Okay, so another thing. He had a simple vision. He just wanted good vibes, great service, and exceptionally well prepared coffee, and now he has 7 locations and a roastery. One of the things, and this is going to go, this is bonus points for me in the bonus round, right?
Okay.
You read the back, but I'm going to read to everybody else.
I did read the back earlier, yesterday, I think.
Yep. So Temple Coffee travels directly source the highest quality green coffee, roast to enhance the finest characteristics of each bean, and prepares the magic in this bag to the highest quality standards. They their sustainably business practices rest on 3 different pillars. Those pillars are social, economic, and environmental. So the first part is social. It says, we developed real relationships with our partners at Coffee Origin and closely monitor social practices. We are deeply involved in our own community throughout monthly donations and events. So they're really going in and trying to make sure that their coffee is sustainably sourced and that they are doing all that they can to make sure that everything in that process is being done properly.
Yeah, it's cool. I like that just because it's very similar to kind of like a lot of shops and a lot of like roasters now and making sure everything's sustainable and stuff like that. So that does go a long way with, I think, with both of us as far as the bonus round.
Yeah, and it's definitely what they're trying to do in the third wave of coffee. Economic is the next one. We reward cup quality by paying for or far above any certification price directly to coffee producers. You'll like this one. We all also offer healthcare, vision, dental, and 401k plans to all employees. That's nice.
Why would you say I'd like that?
Because wouldn't that be nice?
That would be. That'd be great.
You know, that's in the plan. Eventually, you'll have healthcare through us, maybe.
In the next 6 months?
Yeah, before you run off and leave us.
Yeah.
All right. Next step is environmental. We demand biodiversity and sustainable farming practices from all of the producers. We use 100% renewable energy and maintain sustainable practice company-wide. For farmer profiles and more of our committed sustainability, visit their website, templecoffee.com. All right, we're going to give them a round of applause for that one. Oh, hold on. Hold on. There it is. Yes. All right.
Hold on real quick.
Hold on.
I just want to say real quick, and I noticed this. It's got a very deep, dark, like amber red color to it. I don't know if you can see. You got to hold it up to the light.
Oh, yep.
I noticed it.
It's amber.
When it was brewing, how ambery it was. And not that that really means anything as far as flavor goes. But
hey, it could. It's a
color. It could, but it's generally like coffees that are that ambery color I tend to like.
So all right, Josh is saying he's probably going to like this already, Jace, just based off of looks. All right, so from farm to cup, they pay careful attention through the entire process from harvesting, milling, transportation, packaging, exporting, importing, roasting, and brewing. Their roasting philosophy is that they believe that every coffee is a different type of coffee and that deserves different approaches to each coffee. They strive to pull the best flavor profiles and tell each coffee's unique individual story. All right, so more about this one, this Honduran. I've only had a couple Honduran ones. I don't know about you.
I don't, unless we had one on the show, I don't know if I've ever actually had a Honduran coffee.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge. I'm sure I might have had one or a blend that had it in it of right. some sort, but I don't think I have personally had a Honduran coffee to my knowledge. Because I don't think we had one on the show.
I don't think so either. I think this is the first Honduran. All right. So this specific coffee, it's a wash process. It was grown at 1,500 feet in the air. And the coffee roaster's notes are the orange notes of the this offering combined with the creamy body. It creates a nice orange creamsicle-like taste that quickly involves, I don't know. I can't read my handwriting. The yeah. palate. High acidity is, and it's a high acidic, and it's a very smooth finish.
All right. I like smooth finishes. Yeah. I really like bitter finishes personally, but.
You do like bitter finishes.
I like bitter stuff. So I want to say real quick that the flavor notes given on the bag are brown sugar, plum, and honey.
Yeah. And it says as it cools down, look for it to taste a little bit like grapefruit.
Interesting. Interesting. So this sounds That's like a very vibrant coffee.
Yeah.
They're saying orange creamsicle, the bag saying brown sugar, plum, and honey. So you got a lot of conflicting flavor notes. So my expectation is going to be that it's going to change rapidly
yeah.
as it cools down or even rapidly on the tongue because that does happen. Sometimes coffees will have five or six different flavors all while it's in your mouth.
Yep.
Not all the time.
So
sometimes.
Let's get to the first test of the day, and that is... aroma.
So,
how's it smelling wet?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out what it smells like because I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what it reminds me of?
What's it remind you of?
And I watched a TikTok with Gary Vee, and yeah. he said that like he will describe wines by literally saying exactly what he thinks.
Yeah.
My first thought when I smelled this coffee was that it smelled like a hotel room.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's what I'm smelling.
Dry. The beans, I'm getting like tomato-y.
So I just got another.
Yo, this does smell kind of like linen-y.
I know. Yeah, it's weird.
That is weird.
I will say I'm sniffing it more, and I'm getting a little bit of a brown sugar-ness to it.
I'm definitely getting the darker sweet smell.
Yeah, the actual beans themselves, I'm not really sure. Oh, yeah. Wow, look at that. It gives you a little measurement thing up there.
Yeah, I saw that.
For best results, measure 20 grams or 3 level tablespoons coffee per 10 ounces. That's about what we did.
Yeah. They definitely are pretty meticulous in what they put on their packaging. They got a good amount of stuff.
That's yeah, but it's very clean looking still. We'll talk about that later. Let's smell it or taste it. I already smelled it. We got to rate it.
Wait. Yeah, what are we going to rate the...
It's very unique. I'm going to give it a... 8.
An 8? I'm going to give it a 6. It's not unpleasant because I can't give it a 7. That's the only reason why.
It smells way more like brown sugar the more I smell it. Not so much like linen, which was a very interesting smell that I got. But
yeah, it did smell like a hotel room.
I'm telling you, man.
All right, so here comes.
I can't hear that, but I know what it said.
This is the morning cup first sip.
So can I sip it now?
Go ahead and sip it, Josh. Go ahead and sip it. I'm getting very dark.
Way more bitter than I thought.
Yeah, right?
I thought it was going to be way, like, it does have a smooth finish, which is weird. Normally, coffees have a more bitter finish. This one seems to be opposite. Like, it's got a smoother finish, but it's very dry and bitter up front.
What are the three things you look for when you're going to make yourself a pour over? Nick, can I ask you a follow-up question? Are you talking, like, coffees or, like, while I'm brewing it? What are you thinking on this taste?
I do get a little bit of that dark, sugary note right up front, but it's also very bitter, which I'm assuming if they're saying some sort of plum or grapefruit, something along those lines. It does have a very creamy finish to it, though. I don't know if I would call it orange creamsicle necessarily, but it has that flavor, like, in texture, I guess. Or not texture.
Yo,
but,
the body definitely is very smooth, very silky. It definitely
But it's feels, weird because it's dry up front and then creamy at the end.
Yeah, it definitely feels really nice.
So Nick said coffee-wise, yes.
You want to give them some things, three things that we look for?
I don't know. I guess I don't understand the question still.
So, what
like I three things I look for when I make a coffee? I just look for three good coffees that I like. Coffee. Yeah. I mean, coffee wise.
I think I know what he's asking.
Okay.
So normally, my most favorite is probably a natural Ethiopian,
a Natty Yerg.
And I don't think I've had a Natty. Well, actually, I have had a Natty Yerg. That's going to be the next one.
Yeah. Natty Yerg? More like Natty Yerg.
So
Daddy Yerg.
So we're going to look for the process in which it was fermented. So we're going to look for if it's a washed, if it's a natural, or if it's honey process. That way we can start seeing what.
Okay, I'm starting to understand the question now. So I guess for me personally, I really do like natural process.
Natural, yeah.
That's kind of one of my more, that's my favorite process to go with. I do like the honey process, but I'm not a big fan of super sweet coffee. It's just not really my thing. So definitely a natural process. And then following that up, I look for more fruity but bitter coffees. So I love Ethiopians and Sumatrans, not so much fruity, but Sumatrans are very, dirty is a good word to use.
Yeah.
Sumatrans are very... very natural, very
fungal.
Fungal, bitter, right up my alley. And then finally, I guess you could say variety.
Yeah, so.
But I don't really get too into that or like the altitude and stuff like that. I don't really get super into that.
Yeah, and I've started to not really look at the roast type at all.
I stopped doing that as well. Normally I would say if I had to pick a third thing, I look for a light to medium.
Yeah. I definitely still look for the light to medium. That's just in. So I like to look for, where it's from. I really do like to see how it's like, I start to kind of research on the bag, what the, company kind of stands for, in a sense, because then you start to realize kind of how they view coffee and how they want to approach coffee. So like this, they're looking at the social aspects, the economic and the environmental aspects of everything. So that tells me that it doesn't say that they like, I found the information previously about how they do their roasting online, but this tells me, like, they even have the recipe on top. This really tells me
that's something that you don't see a whole lot.
You're right. That they're really thinking about the coffee from start to finish, even if they don't have control over it. Like, they're not making this for us in one of their seven shops, but they're telling us how to replicate their formula. So I've started to look at how companies approach that.
Yeah, for sure.
And that tells me probably how good of a quality it is. But yeah, then I look for the where it's from. I tend to like the darker, bitter ones. I do like the more
actually. Berry, I don't know if like ones. Darker is the way I would. Like, I think the reason I like Ethiopian so much because when we talk about bitterness, I consider like a dry finish bitter.
This makes my mouth really watery. Like juicy. It feels juicy. Like I'm biting into a plum.
But yeah, no. Those are kind of the things that I normally look for. But
all right.
Flavor. You got to get back to that.
What was your aroma? Mine was 6, yours is 8, right? So we're at a 7 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let you go first on this one.
I just got a very like plum heavy like aftertaste, which I haven't got yet.
Yeah, no, it's as it's cools down, it's definitely getting a little bit more juicier. I'm gonna give it an 8.5 out of 10. This is a really, really good coffee.
Like, this is what I would consider. I could drink this maybe not every day because I like to change it up, but I could definitely drink this, like, often. What? I would consider this a regular drinker.
What did you grind this on?
The regular.
Okay, so you put it on the in-between fine.
In-between. Auto drip. Yeah, yes, okay. Yes, sir.
I think it, what would have made it a little bit better is fine-tuning it to... Nick, I hope that answered your question, by the way. Fine-tuning it to or putting it to fine, I think that would
I would agree.
I think it's a little under extracted right now.
I agree. Definitely feels like there are flavors that need to be developed more.
Yeah, so I'm not taking I'm gonna say user error on that one because our grinder was on a fine
it was coarser. Well, we always grind it on the same setting for these,
but I think it was on the
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with you on 8.5
because
I like it. I like the flavors coming through. I like the
that's hot.
I like the kind of like darker sugar notes.
Yeah.
Again, I like kind of thicker, bitter coffees, and this is definitely right up my alley. So,
yeah. No, it definitely definitely is great. Yeah, I was going to say, dude, I've just nonstop been drinking it. So.
Yeah, no, mine's gone.
Yeah, so 8.5 out of 10. I think that's a solid, solid pick.
For sure.
Okay, so we're tied there. We're going into the next round as
what all right, so I'm gonna mention something real quick that I noticed because I had to open the bag. I don't know if you noticed this.
Dude, the inside looks way different.
Yeah, the inside of the bag is like black. It's cool. I've never seen anything like that. So you guys, I'm sure, can't see it, but it's like
normally you just
like,
get like
it's like a there's a pattern inside the bag.
Yeah, no, it's
like a black with like little silver like stars or something in it, and like I've never seen a bag look like that on the inside. So that, again, I don't know if that was intentional. I'm sure it was, and that kind of goes the extra mile with me anyways. That on top of all the sustainability. I don't know how sustainable the bag is necessarily. It doesn't, you know, I mean, it's very common, this style of bag and, like, this material.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to look at, as far as the bonus round goes, and are we doing drinkability right now? Are we on the bonus round or drinkability?
Drinkability.
Oh, shoot.
I was just going to let you riff, though.
My bad. We'll get to that later.
Drinkability. I believe this is still. Let me look on the website. So you go ahead.
I'm gonna. We both gave the flavor an 8.5.
Yeah.
Right now we're at a 15.5 out of 20. So we're doing pretty solid.
They must have just sold. Oh, they also sell tea on their website too.
And they sell grinders.
Yeah, they. Yeah, I don't know how they
did. And they sold a bunch of stuff. No, I'm going to have to give this, as far as drinkability goes, I really like it, and it's I could drink it every day. It's not like too powerful. It's not too. That's a different one.
I know.
So for me, the drinkability kind of there's a sweet spot between can you drink it every day or is it super unique where you don't want to drink it every day. And this one kind of falls in between. It definitely has some different flavors coming through. I don't know if I've ever had a coffee this like juicy, I guess, is kind of what you said earlier. And I think that's a good way to put it. Like the plum and the grapefruit do start to come out as it cools down, but it's still kind of bitter and it's still very like sweet and creamy. It's very interesting, but it's not anything too eccentric to where you can't drink it multiple times in a week or every day if you really want to. So I'm going to give it a 9 on drinkability.
You haven't even figured out the price yet. So,
oh yeah, I guess that's.
I think it's.
Is it not on the website
anymore? No, they must have sold out. So I'm gonna say it's looking like a $19 bag of coffee.
Okay,
well, so I think I paid around that much.
That might change my answer. No, I think $9. $9 out of 10. I can't talk. I'm still gonna stick with my 9.
On drinkability?
Yeah, I really like this. I think I could drink this every day, and I don't think I would mind paying. Like, if I got this in my subscription, I would be.
Oh, I would be extremely happy about getting this.
Because, like, the thing with trade is you, like, so I don't know. I'm sure you did the same thing. I let them pick everything for me. You can literally say that you only like sweet, light roast that come from Ethiopia, and you will only get sweet, light roast Ethiopian coffees every. 2, 4, 6 weeks, whatever your subscription is, I have given them free range. They can give me whatever coffee they want. And I like that. It kind of opens my palate up. And sometimes you get coffees that you're really not that fond of.
No, I mean,
I've gotten some coffees where I have one or two cups and then I end up throwing the bag out a month and a half later because it's gone stale and I'm not going to drink it.
Yeah.
I've also gotten some absolutely amazing coffees that I've wrote down the, like, roaster, so I can order coffee just directly from them online in the future. So that's kind of did we do Dune on the last podcast?
No, we did not. I really want to do that, but they're so good. We kept drinking it.
Yeah, Dune. I think the Dune bag's almost gone at this point. But yeah. That's like, I wrote down Dune coffee roasters in my notes, so I'll never forget it because I'll probably get that house blend I got was delicious.
It was so very good.
I'm gonna stick with a 9.
You can go ahead to give I'm going to follow suit. I'll give it a 9, too. It's right. Really, really good. And honestly, this is leaking into the bonus round, but like you said, the sustainability and what they all stand for gives the drinkability a little bit extra. So what are we at now?
We're at a 24.5, which comes out to about 8.1, but that's before the bonus round where we each get up to 5 points to give. So our new scale is out of 40 points, technically. Yeah. But so me personally, I don't want to give anything the top number. I don't think we've given a couple tens as far as like flavors and stuff go. I'm going to have to give this one a 4 on bonus. As much as I'd love to give it a 5.
You're just, you're not going to give it a perfect score.
No, because as much as I love what this company does, and you can just see that, like, they care about sustainability and they care about the drink from start to finish, nothing's really, like, coming out like you have to give this a 5 out of 5 on bonus round. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So that's kind of where I'm at. I don't think I've ever.
There's why it's – you see that? The sides, that's the design.
Oh, yeah, I do see that. Again, so economic, like, they say that they give all their employees health – vision, dental, and 401ks, but I'm sure they're not the only place that does that. They're just putting it on their bag. So great coffee, and I really like the bag. I think I talked about it earlier, like this blue part right here is a sticker, similar to what we do with our coffee here, but I like it. A lot of thought goes into it. They clearly care about the coffee, like you said, from start to finish. They care about it right now when I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
And that's cool to think about, that companies do give that extra thought to it. But, yeah, 4 out of 5 for me.
It's a copycat league. I'm also going to give it a 4 out of 5. So what's that bring your total up to?
That puts us at a 8.125. So 8.1.
8.1.
That's above average.
Out of 10. 10.
Total. Yeah, total. Yeah,
kind of. So that is very high on the scale.
That is. That's pretty high up there. It's definitely going to be in the top 10. We get a lot of the coffees we drink end up in that kind of 8 to 9 range as far as the scale goes. So
yeah,
it's hard to give coffees that average. It's hard to find coffees that are going to average up in the 9s.
Yeah.
I think we've only had 2 or 3 that have actually ended up in a 9.
We get we. And I think the other one, we were starting to give them sevens and stuff, so it boosted up there.
Yeah. So but I think the Gateway, I think there was one other one that we did.
There was.
But I can't remember what it was. We should have wrote it down.
It's somewhere.
It's somewhere. But no, so that it comes out to an 8.1. So really good coffee. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. So next week, I believe, if Josh is up to it, we're going to do next week.
Yeah, we can do that.
We have, what, the one? No.
Maybe, because I'm off next weekend, but it depends on what's going on. It depends on what's going on. We'll see. I might be able to come in and get one done.
Okay. So we'll see. Maybe 2 weeks from now, but we're going to do one that he got from, was it Oak Barrel? You help me out with the name of this one.
What?
The Oak.
Oh, it's Oak Cliff Coffee Roasters located down in Dallas, Texas. And
it's a natty erg.
It's a natty erg. And I picked it up when I was down in Texas for Thanksgiving at a coffee shop that when I lived down there, I would go to almost every day. And when I was down there getting coffee, I picked up a bag and brought it home. And that's what we're going to be drinking next week.
Ooh, I'm excited. That sounds really, really good.
And I have a quote to end off the day. So
Josh has a quote to end off the day
for that closing statements.
Yeah, of course. As everybody knows, go ahead and share this with a friend. Tell everybody about it. We do this every day for you. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. So follow us on YouTube at Cafe Rica USA, Facebook at Cafe Rica USA, and Instagram at Cafe Rica USA. Go to your podcast, your favorite podcasting station, platform, whatever you want to call it, and type in the Los Hermanos podcast. You'll see the nice, beautiful new branding that we have out there with the Cafe Rica logo.
Yes.
Go ahead and give us a follow. Give us a rating. 5 stars. Always. Thank you. And Josh is going to end it with a quote and the send-off.
Yeah, I kind of forgot it already. I figured it out. It's very short but sweet. You are your only limit. That is all. Thanks for tuning in to the Morning Cup, guys and gals.
Yeah.
And tune in next week where we'll be drinking a coffee from Texas.
Thank you.
Have a good one.